Zakt der Elgemisch der Weite, Masech des Bechayres, Perik Dalid, Mishne Yud. Hechashed ala Shvius. Here's a person that we know he was unfortunately over on the halachais of Shemitah. Now that doesn't mean, because he has a problem with his Yetzirah when it comes to Shemitah, that his Yetzirah gets him on other things. And therefore, Einoi, he is not considered automatically chashed, suspect, al ha-maisres, to be over the halachis of maisres. In other words, you can purchase two from him during the other years when it's not Shemitah, and the payers that you purchase from him would have the halachis of demai, not for sure tevel. Let's explain this a little bit. When I buy something and I know for sure no maisres were taken from it, that's called tevel. It's a very serious punishment for tevel. Sometimes you buy tefuah from an amaretz, and we think, for the most part, he probably took off maisres. We're not 100% sure. Also depends which maisres. So Chazal were misaken something called demai. So you have to separate maisres again, but there are a lot of leniencies that we wouldn't have if we knew for sure that no maisres were taken. For example, you separate the maisres, but you don't have to give it to the levi, because the maitzi mechaveri olavaraya, let the levi prove that maisres weren't given. So if I have someone, and we know he has a problem with Shemitah, he doesn't do the halachis correctly, and now he's selling me peiros, not during a Shemitah year, I don't say for sure it's tevel. I say, look, I'll consider it peiros of an amaretz, and I have to do the halachis of demai, but that's much easier than having to separate maisres as if I knew for sure that no maisres or trumas or maisres were taken from it. Now, why don't we say, well, if he can't stand up to his Yetzirah when it comes to Shemitah, so why should it be different in regard to Meiser? Well, here's the Svara. Meisers have a Chumrah that Perish Shemitah doesn't have. Meiser Shein you can only eat inside of the walls of Yerushalayim. Perish Shemitah you can eat wherever they are. So there are some people that they would be scared to be over on the Isser of Meiser. Ah, Meiser's only for Yerushalayim. When it comes to the Isser Shvius, for whatever reason, they tend to be more makel. Even though they have no right to be makel, no right to be lenient. So someone who nebuch is chashed, is suspect on the halachis of Shvius, but that's not for sure that he also doesn't give maestros. Hechashed ala maestros, says the Mishnah Vayetre. The same is true the other way around. If we know this person is over on the halachis of maestros, ain't a chashed, it doesn't mean that he's suspect. Alashvius when it comes to Shemitah. Why? Again, same kash. If he can't stand up to his Yetzirah when it comes to Maisa, why should Shemitah be different? Well, Shemitah is a different Chumrah. Maisa Sheni you could redeem with money. And the payers go out to Chul. And afterwards you can eat it wherever you are. Just have to bring the money to Yerushalayim and purchase things over there. Payers Shvius, on the other hand, it's impossible to redeem it. So for some people, in their eyes, Meister Shani, I could play with a little bit. Anyway, you could redeem it. But Shemitah, no, Shemitah stays wherever you are. So in his eyes, maybe it's more chamerdik. Now, neither of these svarais are correct svarais. We have no right to be mekel on Shemitah just because you don't have to eat it in Yerushalayim. And we have no right to be mekel, to be lenient on Meister just because there's an option of redeeming it. But for some people, they may think this way. And therefore, one who's suspect on Shemitah is not necessarily suspect on Maestris, and the same is true the other way around. If we don't trust him in regard to Maestris, that does not necessarily mean that we shouldn't trust him in regard to Shemitah. Vaitra Zakta Elige Mishnah, Hechashed Alzeh V'Alzeh, a person that, he has trouble with his Yetzahara both when it comes to Shemitah as well as Maestris. Chashed, we also have to be suspect because of that ala taharais, that he does not adhere properly to the halachais of tahara when it comes to our peiros, even peiros chulin. Although min ha-Torah, like we explained, you can eat chulin even if the chulin is tamei. But chachamim, or machmir, says the Batanura, we should eat chulin b'tahara. If somebody wants to be considered a chaver, that means a person who's trusted when it comes to Trumas and Maestros, one of the things we would like from him is that he's makbid even on his chulin to eat it only b'tahara. Now, a person that we know isn't careful with Maestros or with Shemitah, so for sure he's suspect not to eat his chulin b'tahara. If he can't stand up to a Yetzirah, but something which is Asr min ha-Torah, like Maestros and Shvius, so for sure he's chashed to be over on Issa d'Rabbanan, like eating chulin b'tahara. And therefore, this person that is not careful with Shemitah, not careful with Maisa, his chulin is considered not to be tar. Weiter, sagt der Mishnah, v'yeshu chashin al taharais. You have someone who maybe were chashin when it comes to taharais. He can be over dine tahara mid rabbanon. But v'ein chashin le'alzeh v'le'alzeh. That doesn't mean that we should also be suspicious of him when it comes to Shemitah or Maisras. Because we're choshim on something which is medrabana doesn't mean he would also be over a the uraisa. Zaklal, this is the rule, says the Mishnah. Now here comes a very interesting Zaklal. Normally, as the Taisus Yom Tov explains, when the Mishnah says Zaklal, we're like reviewing the main rule that we learned. It may come to add something, but basically it's a chazar on the Mishnah. Here, the Mishnah is introducing something new. The Mishnah is telling us, let's say someone is chashed to be over on a certain aver, whatever that aver is. He can't act as a judge in regard to that inyan, and he can't be an edus in regard to that. Even though in this particular case, he doesn't stand anything to gain or lose, he would have no reason to lie or not to judge fairly, but if you have a problem with this, you can't be a judge for it. Okay, so what do we learn here in Mishnah Yud? We learned that if someone is chashed on Shemitah, that doesn't mean he's chashed on Maisrais. He's like a regular Amaretz, you have to separate Maya, certain kinds of Maisrais according to certain halachais, when you're not sure whether the person was mafresh Maisrais or not. But we're not going to say, oh, if he's not careful with Shemitah, for sure he didn't take any Maisrais. No. The Svara could be he's more makbid with Maisrus than Shemitah because he feels, oh, Maisrus Sheni has to be brought to Yerushalayim and so on. For that matter, the Mishnah told us weiter, if we know he's not careful with the halachas of Maisrus, that does not necessarily mean he's not careful with Shemitah because could be here he has a different svara. Maisrus, we say, ah, you could redeem it. Maisrus Sheni, you could redeem, but Shvius can't be redeemed. So he may have different svaras, wrong svaras, but different svaras in his head why he's more careful with one than the other. Then we said like this. A person is not careful with Shemitah and not careful with Maisa, for sure he's not careful to trust him when it comes to his chulin to say it's Pitahara, because if he's not careful with things that are deraisa, he's not careful with a chumrim and rabbanon. But if he's not careful with chulin Pitahara, that doesn't mean he should be suspect in regard to Maisras or Shvias that are min ha-Torah. And the Mishnah concluded with a rule that if we have a chash that someone is over a certain aveira, he can't be a judge in regard to that, and he can't be edus in regard to that. We can't accept his testimony. Even if in that particular case, he's not affected personally, but we just don't believe him anymore when it comes to that inyan. L'maisa l'halacha, that's the sheet of Rabbi Meir. But we're going to learn a little bit later, if Shimon Gamliel holds, that a person doesn't do an aveira for someone else. Could be when it comes to him, he has a problem with a certain aver. But when it comes to judging, or when it comes to saying, hey, this is not likely he's going to lie for someone else to benefit, we'll see more about that, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, later on.